Only a few thousand malnourished children who've been living through hell on earth in Syria's besieged suburb of East Ghouta have managed to escape so far. That's according to UN Children's Fund or UNICEF Regional Director for the Middle East, Giet Kapeler, who in an interview on Friday with UN News said there were still close to 200,000 children trapped in the enclave as fierce fighting continues. According to news reports, as many as 50,000 civilians have fled offensives against rebel forces in recent days in East Ghouta and in the northern town of Afrin. As the Security Council met to discuss the Syria crisis, Mr. Capelleri told Mustafa al-Gamal that it was never too late to start upholding the sacred principle of child protection there.
We have seen over the last couple of days first families being able to leave Eastern Ghouta, to leave a place that I would call for children hell on earth. So it is positive for at least a few children, a few thousands of children being able to leave Eastern Ghouta. And we as UNICEF are ready to receive the children in the shelters where people arrive and provide the immediate assistance. It is, however, very important that we remind everybody that there are estimated to be close to 200,000 children in Eastern Ghouta, and only a few thousand have been able to leave over the last few days. So not only the assistance is urgently required for those who are able to leave, the assistance is equally required for those children, thousands of children that are still left behind in Eastern Ghouta. And UNICEF stands ready and firmly ready to provide assistance also inside Ghouta as long as the fighting parties allow us to get in into the area.
Mr. Capelleri, what could you tell us about the health state of these children coming out of Ghouta?
Imagine children who have been living under siege for several years, under shelling, under bombardments, under fighting for weeks in a row now. The health status of children is poor. We see a very important number acutely malnourished. We have seen their numbers increasing very rapidly. Then we don't even talk yet about the emotional status of the children, the psychological status of these children, because they have been going through atrocities. They have seen their families killed. They have seen some of their friends being killed. They have been living in caves underground for days at a time. Children have been traumatized, have been extremely distressed.
And once they make out of Eastern Ghouta, how is UNICEF responding to that?
Well, we stand ready in the different shelters in the on the borders of Eastern Ghouta where people are arriving. We do provide with our partners, first and foremost, life-saving assistance, attending to the health conditions of the children, help them when they are wounded, ensure that we get immediately the children therapeutic feeding wherever that is needed, check on the vaccination status of the children, because for a long period of time, many children have not been able to be vaccinated. We also have our counselors in the shelters providing psychosocial support.
And if we were to talk about Afrin, you also mentioned in the update you put out, several dozens of children are dying. What is happening there in Afrin?
Well, the situation of children in several places in Syria today is truly, truly dramatic. We should indeed not forget also the thousands of children living in places like Afrin in the north, but also Idlib in the northwest, or Rukban on the border between Jordan and Syria. In all these places today, we have thousands of children trapped in the midst of violence. In Afrin, for example, the most acute need for the moment is to provide drinking water to thousands of families, because thousands of people have been cut off from the provision of drinking water.
Today, the Security Council is convening on to discuss the situation in Syria. What would you say to them?
Well, my message to the Security Council members, to anyone with authority, with influence over those fighting parties in Syria, my message is very simple, and it is a message from the Syrian children. Today marks the start of the 8th year of the war. Not a single day in the 7 years we have seen any of the parties respecting the what was once sacred principle of protection of children. On no single occasion we have seen the minimum of respect for the protection of children. It is never too late for those who are sitting in the Security Council, for those who have influence over the fighting parties, and also for the fighting parties to self. It's never too late to start respecting children, to ensure that every boy and girl is getting protected. If we fail in that and we fail our obligations vis-a-vis the children, we are likely to fail in building a future Syria that's going to be bright.